What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 195 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So let's talk some real talk today. I put up a post yesterday on Instagram and I talked about this, but I wanted to talk about it in a little more detail because you can only do so much in a written post, and I only have so much patience to type and write this stuff. But what I was talking about was, you know, being honest about where we all come from and getting started in this thing, right? So I think we get started in this thing because we think that the results we're seeking are going to change our lives for the better in some way, right? So you guys have heard me talk about it many times. Being 5'6.5 tall always led me wishing I was bigger, stronger. In high school and growing up, I was a short guy and I wasn't very big and I wasn't very strong. So I can remember constantly feeling a little bit insecure. Now don't get me wrong, it wasn't like I was walking around with a fucking hood on and all fucking weird and didn't do anything, right? There was a constant low level, anxiety is probably the wrong word, but just kind of awareness that, man, everybody's fucking bigger than me. Everybody seems stronger than me. Like, this kind of little uncertainty all the time, right? So if it came to sports, I was like, oh, man, this would be awesome if I was just fucking bigger and stronger. Or social situations or parties or if there's, you know, potential for fucking drama. Like, just always it was on my mind, right? Meeting people, meeting girls, like everything. So I think when you're that guy, and a lot of people are going to be familiar with that feeling, you're like, man, if I was just bigger, if I was just fucking jacked, like, all this stuff would be better, right? So you fucking start doing what, like, I'm going to get jacked, you know? I would imagine it's not much different, right, from the dude that grows up, or the gal that grows up with no money, and just sees people around them with more money, and thinks, man, if I just had money, my life would be so different. So some of those people will just say that forever and not do shit about it, right? Some of the small, skinny guys will just stay small, skinny guys, and that's fine. But some of them will start lifting weights and do the things it takes to become bigger and stronger. You know, some people will do the things it takes to make more money and have money. And then guess what? Down the road somewhere, the guy that now has some muscles and is strong, the guy that now has some money and has some success, things are fucking better, right? And what I mentioned in my post is I think at that point in the post, the way it was written, you know, you might have expected me to say, hey, I got big muscles and I got stronger and my life didn't change. It was still the same because I had a change on the inside, blah, blah. The reality of it is it fucking did change, right? Felt much better. Felt a hell of a lot better to have big muscles and be strong. I bet that guy that finally has money, that grew up without any, his life's probably a hell of a lot better with money. But here's the thing, right? So the thing is, I think everybody that starts out on this thing, and it might not be that dramatic, because mine might, for some people, I'm sure it's considerably more dramatic, okay? Coming through some bad experiences, wishing they were stronger, wishing they looked different, wishing they felt different. When that is achieved, okay? This is a long term, like, I didn't get stronger and bigger to the point where I felt like it was life-changing in one summer. You know, I remember getting bigger every summer, and I'd say probably by the end of college, it really started like freshman year of college, around that area, high school, senior. By the end of college, so 4 years later, I was starting to feel different. People were treating me differently. People were talking to me differently. People were asking me questions about working out. Like, I knew I was making it. I was beginning to compete as a bodybuilder. So it took 4 years for me to become, like, known as, like, a workout person, right? Be respected kind of in that way. So, shit didn't happen overnight. So, when that result is achieved, person that wants to have more money, person that wants to be stronger, more fit, look different, they are different, right? They have changed, but it's not actually the result. It's the process. The process that I went through to become stronger and bigger is what made my life different when I finally was bigger, okay? Because I had a different fucking swagger. I had a different understanding of the way things work. I earned that shit every fucking day. I remember after work in the summers when I had my summer job, I would go straight from my, you know, 8 to 5 warehouse job to the gym every night, meet my friend Mike, we would train and go home and stuff my face and just go to sleep. And I didn't do anything. I didn't have a social life. I didn't party. I just did that. I did that every summer for every 4 years of college. So damn right it's going to pay off. So yeah, I got bigger. I got stronger, but I learned discipline. I learned the value of hard work, and I felt accomplished when I got the results. Okay. So this is why, you know, the process of getting stronger, I would argue, is even more valuable than the final result of being strong. Okay, so let me go with that. Or you know, again, being the skinny guy that looks at a bodybuilder in a magazine and is like, oh man, if I just had those muscles, you know, like my life would be so much better. If there was a way to just give that kid the muscles immediately, the kid's life would not change at all. It's the lottery winner that is fucking broke 2 years later, right? Because someone handed them $300,000, but they haven't earned it. They don't understand anything about attaining it, so they don't know how to keep it. They don't know how to manage it, and it's fucking gone, okay? The value of the big muscles is what it took to fucking get them, okay? Getting there, okay, earning them, and then you appreciate them, and you value them, and you value the strength that you had to dig deep and earn with all those workouts at 5 o'clock in the morning, or 8 o'clock at night, all those meals that you ate shit you didn't feel like eating, or whatever. You understand what I'm saying. It's the hard work that builds the strength, that makes the strength valuable. You see this a lot where people that are given, kind of God-given, like athletes or people who, you know, I'm not exaggerating. I know people with better physiques than me who barely work out, right? There are some people, you know these people, they're just genetically gifted, they're jacked from the time they're fucking 10, and they don't care about it. Like, it's not valuable to them because it was handed to them. So they don't feel proud of it. They don't have the same kind of swagger and self-esteem that somebody has who earned it, right? Who worked for it. So it's the same thing with strength. You know, you might take somebody that starts out and is very weak, and they work their way up to a 185-pound deadlift, right? And they are feeling pretty damn good about that. Maybe it's 225, maybe it's 250, maybe it's 300. You know, whatever it is, they're feeling great about that because they earned that. Coming from where they started, they've tripled their deadlift strength. Now, there are lots of people who are just freakishly strong naturally, and they could probably pull that kind of weight their first time. And I know people that have done that. Now, some of those people go on to become top-level athletes, so they still have value in their strength because they've earned their 900-pound deadlift. But for the regular guy who just happens to be freakishly strong and picks up 300 pounds in his first time, that guy's not getting a lot of value from his strength because he didn't do anything to earn it except be born to the right parents, right? The guy who's born genetically jacked is not proud of it because he was just also born to the right parents. It's the people that have earned it that walk through the world differently. And that's the beauty of this thing, right? So don't... My point is, when you're going through the grind and the hard work, and you don't want to, or you want to complain about it, or you want to just be like, oh my God, like, why is this so fucking hard? Remember that's the whole point of it, right? Like, where you're getting value from this thing is from that, more than if you just had the results. So if there was a way to, like, just gift you the results, trust me, you wouldn't want them. You think you would, but they would feel very kind of disappointing because you'd be missing the whole point. And, you know, funny enough, in a crazy world of bodybuilding, right, there is this, like, small subculture of people that will literally inject an oil that's not, it's not a steroid, it's just an oil, just like a, consider it like a vegetable oil, into their muscles that will make their muscles appear to be big and strong. But it's not real muscle, so it actually doesn't work. So you'll see this guy with these bulging arms, bulging shoulders, And if you didn't know what you were looking at, and if the guy did it properly, it would just look like he was really jacked. But he's not any stronger, really, than a normal person. Those guys don't have, it doesn't work for what they're hoping. They're hoping that it's going to give them this confidence that having big muscles would. Except they didn't, they bought them. They didn't earn them. So if you don't earn them, it doesn't matter. Because you subconsciously know that it's bullshit. So you're not carrying yourself in that way that somebody else who's earned it, right? So that's the beauty. I think the kind of subconscious appeal of a fit person, right? So for example, not everybody likes guys with big muscles. Not everybody likes very muscular men or women. Everybody's got their own cup of tea as far as what they think looks good aesthetically and blah, blah, blah. That's awesome. It makes the world go round. But there's some level of respect when you see a person that you can tell takes care of themselves. Whether that person is a bulky powerlifter type, whether that person is a ripped endurance runner, or as anywhere in between, at some level, we know what it takes to accomplish that, and there's a respect in there, right? And then, so people feel it, you feel it yourself, because you know what you did to get there. Other people have an idea that it was hard work that got you there, and that's where the respect comes from. But if someone was able to just show up with that appearance that was store-bought, the person themselves knows it was store-bought, so there's no value in it. Other people can kind of sense that somehow, probably because you're not carrying it. That person isn't carrying that swagger because they didn't earn it. So other people don't respond to it the same way. It's really fascinating. So anyway, my point was, when you're going through the grind and you're kind of hating it and you're kind of not in the mood and you're kind of kicking and screaming, why you got to do this shit? Why is it so hard? That's why it's so hard. Because that's where the whole benefits come from. That's the whole point of it. So if it wasn't hard, it wouldn't be worth doing. Peace, guys. Have a good day.